Hey, we're back at Denny's on ESPN 101.9 FM, and we have the Ryans here from Spring Arbor University. We're going to start with baseball coach Ryan Markin. We also have Ryan Cottingham here, the longtime basketball coach and athletic director out at Spring Arbor. Ryan Markin, you're just back from a big clinic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we just got back from the ABCA, took my entire staff out there, spent the weekend in Indianapolis with about 6,000 baseball coaches from across America, and just diving into some information, listening to some good speakers, and trying to pick up as many nuggets as I could.
That's a lot of coaching there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of really smart people out there just trying to help out the baseball community. So it's good.
You've been around baseball forever. Can you learn anything?
Oh, nonstop. I bring my legal pad and a backpack, and we get after it as a coaching staff out there. And the whole time is spent meeting with other staffs and meeting with coaches that have been doing it much longer than I have, and just trying to pick their brains on whatever they've learned along the way so I can speed up the learning curve.
Amazing baseball program at Spring Arbor. Talk about that. Little of the history, Ryan. Of course, you played baseball there.
Yeah, the history is rich. The legacy goes back 55 years now with Hank Burbridge and Sam Riggleman and what they did there. I think for me, Greg, the biggest takeaway I have from our history is that it is so much more than baseball there. I mean, I speak to alum constantly, and the feel coming out of there is that place impacted their lives much greater than just baseball. And so what we're trying to do as a staff right now is a little bit of the same. Build the baseball culture, continue to add to it, but at the same time understanding that the development of our athletes outside of baseball and who they become as people, that's the history and tradition of our program there at Spring Arbor, and we're just trying to build upon that.
You know, I was thinking about that coming over. You get a scholarship to play baseball at a big-time university. It's all about baseball. It's more than that at Spring Arbor.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. I think that the young men we recruit, they understand that as well. They understand that the baseball piece is phenomenal. They're going to get a great understanding of the game. They're going to compete at a high level. But more than anything, we're in it to develop the entire person, and their families are in it. It's a very family oriented community and program, and so we just do everything we can to help equip these young men with life lessons and stuff that'll take out of Spring Arbor and be able to apply to their marriage and to their kids and their job and in their community and their church. And we're grateful to have a platform to do that, without a doubt.
I know, talking to you in the past, this is kind of a dream job for you.
Without a doubt. I played at Spring Arbor back in a couple years ago, graduated in 2010, and this place has always felt like home for me, and I'm thankful for Ryan Cottingham and his leadership and just going out on a limb and hiring a young guy. 27 years old when I took the job, and it is a dream job because it's an avenue for me to just have a chance to go out and help develop people and do it on a baseball field. Doesn't get much better than that.
Why has the program been so successful?
Well, I think when you look at Hank and you look at Sam, the two guys prior to me, their involvement in the people's lives of the players that came through the program, it was more than just X's and O's. It was about getting to know these guys and developing the whole person, and a better person is a better Spring Arbor baseball player. And so we preach that daily, and I know Sam did, and I know Hank did. All the alumni, they speak very, very highly of that exact thing, is that they play with a toughness that is that's just unknown in our conference. They work really, really hard at the baseball aspect, but they also develop the whole person, and excellence in all areas, it translates onto a baseball field. And for 55 years now, we've tried to do that, and Sam and Hank did that, and we're just trying to pick up right where they left off.
Yeah, I've been around a long time. I don't know of anybody more respected than Hank Burbridge.
Without a doubt. You know, at the coaches convention we talked about earlier, Greg, they actually have an award at the national convention for the Hank Burbridge Award. And this is given to one coach every single year of the 7,000 that are a part of this organization. And it is celebrated on Friday night as one of the biggest awards at the convention. And everybody there knows who Hank Burbridge is. And this is a guy that coached in Spring Arbor, Michigan for 40 years. And you go out to the national convention, and it doesn't matter what coach is there, where he's from, at the Division I level, Major League Baseball level, the USA team, they all know Hank Burbridge. And he's well-respected here, but on the national scene, he's the guy.
Ryan, talk about your roster a little bit, your recruiting philosophy.
You know, I'll get into the recruiting philosophy first. We recruit on character. The main thing for us is, do you fit into our program from a character standpoint? The talent piece, that takes care of itself. We identify talent just like everyone else does, but the separator for us is, are you going to fit into the team culture? Are you going to fit into the Spring Arbor culture? And we recruit heavily on a kid's character, and so we run a lot of background checks between family members and coaches and teammates and you name it, just to make sure that he's the type of kid we want in the program, not just from a talent standpoint. Our roster, we've got six seniors on this team that lead this team.
Pretty good group.
Very, very good group. This is arguably one of the better senior classes we've had in the last decade since I've been around the program, and they're selfless. They love the game of baseball. They love their teammates. They do the extra work, and one of the things that we harp on is champions do extra, and they do the extra work, and they're grabbing guys to get in there and do the extra work with them, which is that level five leader for me. And so it's been fun to watch these guys develop and mature in their 4 years, and I look forward to an exciting spring with them, and I know they're looking to end their career on a high note.
Some people I know, even out at Jackson College, are surprised there's not more local kids on the roster. Is that important to you guys, or is that not really a factor?
I don't think proximity for me is of importance, but if it's the right kid from close, we want him here, mm-hmm. without a doubt. We don't want to let him get away. I think more than anything, our recruiting philosophy is character first. And once we match that up, then where they're from is somewhat secondary. I love the community involvement. We have a couple kids from the area, and I love having them on our team because of what it does as the feel of an atmosphere on game day, bringing out their family and friends. But I've found that our program travels really well no matter where they're from. But again, I don't want to let the local kid go away if he's a good fit for our program. Without a doubt, we want him here.
Is there pressure with the great tradition?
I think pressure is self-induced. I just try to go out every day and just go at it the way I know how to go at it. Not the way that Hank went at it or the way that Sam went at it, but the way that I feel is the best way to motivate and inspire our young men and to create better baseball players. I think pressure, Greg, is one of those things that people put on themselves, and this is a dream come true for me. This job is a dream job, and so every day I wake up, I feel blessed, not pressure.
Not far away from, I guess, heading south. I don't think you're heading north. You're going south somewhere to play.
We are. Yeah, we'll head down to Marion, Illinois on February 23rd and 4th. We'll come back from that.
That's not very south.
No, it's that one will be testy, without a doubt. But when we come back from that, we'll leave that following Thursday. We'll head to Florida for 10 days where hopefully it's warm again, and we'll play 10 games down there in 10 days. And that's always a fun trip for our guys, one of the highlights for them, just being together as a group, away from the university, no classes to worry about, just focused in on loving one another and playing some baseball.
Well, the college schedule is so compact with the games. The pitching is just so critically important.
Without a doubt. And we've added some really, really good arms to our staff this year, and We'll be about 10 pitchers deep that we feel can go out and record innings and get outs for us. And we're led by senior Sam Memelar. He is going to just clean up some innings for us this year, and he's going to be one of our weekend starters. And he's a guy that is incredibly selfless, and he's pulling these younger pitchers along with him. And we feel really good about our staff. My pitching coach, Colin O'Connell, he has done a phenomenal job over the last several weeks just helping develop and condition our athletes and get them to a point where you're going to play 7 or 8 games in a week, and so you better be ready to throw twice a week, and you got to be in top shape. And there's no longer the days of David Wells rolling out there and being able to get away with it. You've got to be a premier athlete to step on the mound for us.
Who are the big challenges on your schedule?
There's everyone I think in our league is going to compete, and they're going to fight. I think the top guys in our league, Huntington University, they won the league last year. Marion University, they bring back some really, really good arms. The pitcher of the year they have, and then Taylor always presents an issue with their offense, and Mount Vernon always seems to be right in it. And so right there in the mix is us, and we'll look to compete for the league. It's one of our goals. We want to win the league title, and we want to win every series we play in. And so we'll go out and we'll compete with those guys, and we look forward to the challenge.
A great opportunity for kids around here, because you have your winter camps coming up starting next Saturday.
Yeah, February 27th is the first one. And then, January 27th is the first one, and then February 3rd is the second one. It splits up. There's a camp for 7 to 12 year olds, which is always just fun. I love watching the kids at that age go out and play. There's no worry about parents yelling at you or playing time or this. And they're out there just having fun. They just love the game. And then for the.
That's probably the last time you won't hear the parents yelling.
That's the truth. And then, 13 to 18 year olds, that's another group. They run from 9 to 11 and 11 to 1, both age groups going. They split pitching and hitting. You can check the details out on saucougars.com. But the one with the older kids is a unique 2 hours this year, because we want all the local programs, whatever player that they feel can play at our level in our program, we want them to come out, showcase their talents. And if they reference this show, Greg, then we'll let them do it for $30 instead of $40 a session. All they got to do is tell me that at the at the registration. But
any baseball players in here?
But it's a unique opportunity for the young kids locally, and we invite kids from all over the state to come out and enjoy that that 4 hour session with us. And it's always fun for our guys, because we let our guys teach the stuff that our coaching staff teaches them.
How do you find the quality of baseball in this area?
You know, I think kids work hard at it. I truly believe that it's on an upswing, and I look at a team like Lumen Christi coming off a state title in the past couple years, and a program like Homer that just constantly is good, and the mark of an excellent program is consistency, and they do it year in and year out. And I think the baseball town is much better than it was than I can remember as a player, without a doubt. And so we love seeing the local talent, and we try to recruit it if it's the right fit. Again, Greg, and I think Michigan as a whole in terms of baseball is getting better.
Give us a couple names that might surprise this year.
Might surprise. I look at my senior class. They've been steady throughout, and so they probably won't surprise. They're just going to go out and be consistent. Zachariah Devins, a young man, he's a transfer from a junior college out in North Carolina. He's going to be on the mound for us. He's going to really surprise some people just in terms of his velocity with what he's an 88 to 92 kid that we don't see that very often in our league. Another young man from Venezuela, Danilo Leon.
You are doing some recruiting.
We were out after it. Credit my coaching staff. They got after it, without a doubt. But he's from Venezuela. He's a young man that'll compete in the middle. He'll play shortstop for us. He is an exceptional talent, without a doubt, and a great young man. And then Vincent Hirschberger. He's a freshman out of Central Indiana, and he's a two-way guy. He'll play third base, hit in the middle of the order, and close games for us. And so those new guys will be the biggest surprises. I'm excited for them and what college baseball looks like to them. And so it'll be a lot of fun this
good,
year.
Good support from the community?
Without a doubt. We've got an event coming up. It's our fifth annual First Pitch Dinner on February 10th. And it's always a great time to get community members and our team and family members out there. And it's a really nice event. Jake Boss, head coach at Michigan State, will be speaking at it this year. And so we're really excited for that. And the community always seems to show up come springtime. And we love competing out there in front of them. And it always makes for a great atmosphere.
Ryan, we appreciate you stopping by today. And I hope you're hungry.
I am.
Got a lot of grand slams around here.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Thanks for having me, Greg. Love being on your show.
If somebody's interested about the camp, what should they do?
Yeah, saucougars.com. They can go on the baseball tab, and there's a camp tab right there. Or if they follow us on Twitter at saucougarsbaseball, we've got some links posted on there as well, and they can just follow along, and the details and instructions are right there.
Thanks again.
Thanks again, Greg.
Ryan Markin, the outstanding baseball coach at Spring Arbor. We have the crafty veteran, Ryan Cottingham, coming up. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We're live at Denny's on 101.9 FM.